KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, cloudy skies, some dense fog, and it's currently 32 degrees. A dense fog advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. for the far west and southwest counties. And for Cass and remaining counties in our listing area, the dense fog advisory is in effect until noon. We currently have the dense fog here in Atlantic, and visibility is right around 4 tenths of a mile, according to the latest update. And there is a bit of a drizzle or mist in the air. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Taking a look first at the road conditions. Most of the roads basically from about west or east of Highway 59 and Highway 71 along that corridor are partially covered with snow and, partially covered with a snow mix, ice mix, and basically some slushy stuff. And everything to the west of that is primarily in normal driving condition. But be sure and give yourself plenty of extra travel time this morning and lots of time to slow down because there's a little bit of black ice out there. The weather is affecting the area school starts this morning. Several area school districts are beginning 2 hours late today. Let's run down the list for you. 2 hour late starts today for Atlantic, AHSTW, Audubon, Cam and Nottoway Valley, Oak Ute, and Exira EHK. Also, 2 hour late starts today for Harlan and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, Missouri Valley, Panorama, Red Oak, and Riverside. 2 hour late starts for Southwest Valley, Trainer, Underwood, West Central Valley, and Woodbine. Also, there's a 2 hour late start today for Atlantic Head Start. Some side notes, there are no morning activities today for the Audubon School District. The Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the Nishna Valley YMCA has no morning preschool, but Child Watch will begin at 10 a.m. You can find those and other announcements as they come in on our cancellations page at the Community Hub at KJAN.com. A bottled water advisory is currently in place for the city of Adair following a water main break that drained the city's water tower and a power outage at the well field. As of late Wednesday afternoon, the last update, crews said they had located the break and repaired the damage, but a boiled water or alternative water source advisory will remain until the test results come back. And that can take up to 24 hours. In the meantime, bottled water should only be used for infants. The city issued the advisory Wednesday for the entire community of Adair, including the two rest areas along Interstate 80 and all businesses and restaurants within the city. Federal officials investigating practices at two Iowa daycare centers say they plan to visit next month and have asked the state for extensive documentation. The state learned in November that the U.S. Department of Justice is investigating the Glenwood Resource Center for possible violations of patient civil rights and the Woodward Resource Center for compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Federal officials say in a letter dated December 19th, they want the lists of former Glenwood employees, residents, grievances involving residents, and charts for everyone who's died in the past year. The centers have a mission of helping people with intellectual disabilities. Authorities in Pottawatomie County say a Council Bluffs man faces attempted murder and willful injury charges following a stabbing incident Wednesday afternoon in the area of North 20th Street and Avenue C in Council Bluffs. Officers were called to the scene a little after 1:35 p.m. Officials say two men were allegedly involved in an altercation inside of a residence. The suspect, 34-year-old John D. Zardis, allegedly used a sharp instrument to stab the victim, 39-year-old Jared K. Mowry, also of Council Bluffs, in the neck and cheek. Zardis immediately fled the area but was apprehended several blocks away without further incident. Mowry suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital for treatment. Zardis was transported to Pott County Corrections and booked in on the charges I mentioned. No injuries were reported after an Atlantic School District bus slid into the ditch at around 9:30 a.m. Wednesday. School District Superintendent Steve Barber said the bus was pulling out of a rural driveway southwest of Atlantic when it came into contact with a snow berm or a tire caught the snow and slipped into the ditch. It's not clear how many students were on board, but Barber said the only result of the incident was that those students were a little late for school. The district was on a two-hour delay to start out the morning on Wednesday because of the weather and local road conditions. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two separate accidents took place Wednesday, but there were no injuries. The first accident happened at around 9:48 a.m. on Highway 34. Authorities say 22-year-old Kendra Michael Top of Villisca was driving a 2008 Ford Escape when the SUV went out of control and entered the north ditch before striking several trees. Damage amounted to $8,000. There were no citations issued because of the road conditions at the time. And at around 4 p.m. on Wednesday, a two-vehicle property damage accident happened near the intersection of First Avenue Avenue and 4th Street in Villisca. Officials say a 1997 Ford snowplow owned by the city of Villisca and driven by 45-year-old Donald Sexton of Villisca was traveling west on 4th Street when the blade caught the pavement and forced the vehicle left of center. The plow then struck a 2012 Ford F-250 pickup, which was eastbound on 4th. The plow sustained no damage, but the pickup, driven by 35-year-old Aaron Vogt of Villisca, sustained $7,000 damage. Once again, there were no citations issued. In our funeral announcements, Rita Jean Hartigan, age 68, of Avoca, died Sunday at her home. A memorial mass for Rita Hartigan will be today at noon at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Nancy Reiner, age 76, of Cedar Rapids, died January 13th. A memorial service for Nancy Reiner will be today at 1 o'clock at the TN Funeral Home in Cedar Rapids. Elsie Bell Cashnoe, age 96, of Texas and formerly of Marney, died January 15th. A funeral service in Liberty Chapter No. 230, Order of Eastern Star service for Elsie Bell Cashnoe, will be today at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Roberta Rash, age 89, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Roberta Rash will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Arlene Robb, age 94, of Audubon, died November 11th. A celebration of life memorial service for Arlene Robb will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Donna Heppner, age 74, of Hancock, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Donna Heppner will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Donna McLaren, age 92, of Atlantic, died December 22nd at the Heritage House. A celebration of life memorial service for Donna McLaren will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bernice Meyer, age 94, of Exira, died January 14th. A celebration of life memorial service for Bernice Meyer will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Norma Richter, age 91, of Adair, died January 16th. Services for Norma Richter will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. And Evelyn Sickles Purdy, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Evelyn Sickles Purdy are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen, the KJAN News.